I'm so excited to tell you about Delete Me, the sponsor of this podcast. Have you ever Googled yourself? It's so frustrating that things like our name, email address, phone number, and even the list of our relatives are being sold online by data brokers. This poses a considerable threat to our privacy, especially if our personal info ends up in the hands of scammers or stalkers. I wanted to put an end to this, which is why I went to joindeleteme.com and signed up for Delete Me. Delete Me's privacy experts comb through the countless data broker websites looking for places your data shouldn't be, remove it, and send you a report on what they've done. They do this all year round, so I don't have to think about it. Since I opened my Delete Me account, I feel better knowing my info isn't easily available online to be used against me for fraud, harassment, or identity theft. You can get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/protect. Go to joindeleteme.com/protect. That's joindeleteme.com/protect.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
What is up? One. It is another day, another time, and another week for yours and my favorite Monday night show. And I'm not talking about Monday Night Football. I'm talking about your favorite show, my favorite show, A Real Talk Monday. You all, we thank you all for rocking with us as hard as y'all have been rocking with us. Because, ma'am, sir, when I tell y'all been rocking with us hard. Y'all been rocking with us real hard. But I am in here tonight with my big sis, way older than me, Miss Hannah Irby. How are you doing, sis?
I'm good. How are you? We are just like a year apart, James. Okay.
We'll go with that.
Yeah, we're going to go with that.
But
we know who's the healthier person. You want to take it there.
What'd you say?
Who's the healthier person?
Whatever.
Okay.
We got a great show for y'all tonight, though, y'all. We are talking about tonight. Sis, tell them what we're talking about tonight.
Unlearning to relearn yourself.
Y'all, we got a new topic, new theme. So y'all get ready. And get ready to go on this journey with us. So, sis, I'm going to let you kick us off tonight with this topic.
So, we're doing the self-love project. And what do you... It's about unlearning old beliefs. Because sometimes old habits cause us to not be able to move on. Can you tell me about a time you felt that way?
Oh, man.
Old habits. Because not all old habits are bad. So I do want to say that.
No. There are times where, like, there's some old habits where you find yourself going back to them because you're comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And there's times where you become comfortable in discomfort. In situations that completely are toxic, you find yourself comfortable in them. And the reason why you find yourself comfortable is because you are so used to dealing with those things. So why do you think we sometimes find ourselves comfortable in those situations?
I mean, when your comfort zone is not where you evolve, it's where you feel best.
I like that. Say that again for the people in the back.
Your comfort zone is not where you evolve, it's where you feel best.
So where is a time where you've been in a situation where you knew it wasn't your best? You knew it wasn't what God had best planned for you, but you found yourself staying in there because you was comfortable.
I think we do that a lot in relationships. So I would say in a relationship that I've been in, you know, knowing it wasn't best, knowing it wasn't going to help me reach the desires of my heart, but just wanting to stay in it because you want to be in a relationship. You want that solid family unit for your children. So I would say that would be a time. And then, you know, one day you wake up and you might be like, is this the example I want to set for my kids, though?
Facts.
And, you know, 5 years later, you're still in the same position. You're like, okay, this isn't it. I know there's more than this.
You find yourself asking yourself, why am I here? We sometimes, I think, find ourselves in situations where God had no intention of us being in them. But because of us wanting to do our own thing, God allows us to get in those situations just so he can show us, like, this ain't even what I was had planned for you. Ooh, this is good. I was playing myself, Lord, for someone that didn't want better. And if we are honest with ourselves, everybody has done that. Have you ever done that, sis?
I believe every experience that I go through was something that I was meant to go through. So I try not to have that mindset. Like, I have to go through it for me to reach my destiny. Can I get to your divine purpose without the lessons? It's not you're just going to wake up and be awesome or be in your purpose. And I like being in my purpose.
Man, I love that. So basically what you're saying is you got to that point to where it's either you or me and you sold you.
Very much so.
I like that. Was that an easy decision? Like, was that like something easy for you to do to sue you 24/7, 365 days of the year?
No, it is not easy. And I have to work on it daily. It starts in the morning when I get up and I stretch and I pray. And then I hit the gym. And trust me, it's hard going to the gym when it's cold. Even if you just got to take the elevator downstairs, it's hard. Because then you're like, well, I don't want to get cold or get sick because it's like 40 degrees outside. But I really need to get this done early in the day because the only time I can do it. So, you know, you start your day with choosing you. I feel like if you get up 2 hours before you have to get your kids up to make that time to choose you, it makes it better. Whether you work out, whether you pray, you just stretch, you got to have that time for yourself and choose you. And I wouldn't change it any other way. Choosing me is the best decision I ever made. And I believe and I know that I made it at the right time in my life.
I like that. I had to do that a couple of days ago. Saturday, like, I'll be honest, I had gotten in a routine to where, like, I wasn't going to the gym like I used to go to the gym. And the reason was life was lifing. Like, I was constantly busy. I was finding other things for me to do. Like, I was hanging out with people. I was spending time with family. I was doing the family thing. And then it was like Saturday, I woke up at 6 a.m. And I ain't gonna lie, that bed felt real comfortable. Didn't have anything on my agenda to really do that day. So it would have been easy for me to stay in that bed. But it was like, on the other hand, I heard my inner voice telling me, like, boy, if you don't get up today and do this, guess what? You ain't never going to do it. You're going to fall out of this habit. You're going to fall out of this momentum. You're going to fall out of this momentum. And it's like, there's a lot of us that have fallen out of that momentum. It's not even only with the gym. We've fallen out of that momentum with reading our word, studying, being better. We are showing up for everybody else, but we forget to show up for ourselves. But here's my question to us. Okay, I get that you're showing up for everybody else. But what are they going to do if something was to ever happen to you? How good are you to them if you're functioning on E? We are constantly pouring out to others, but who's pouring into us? That's why I thank God for conversations that I have with my squad, people that are like my team, that's my family. I thank God for them. Hannah, you already know. Like, me and Hannah can get on the phone. We'll start off clowning, and then literally, we'll get to working on business. Couple of nights ago, we on the phone and we clowning. And then out of nowhere, we start working on business right after that.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You need people like that in your circle that's going to allow you to be yourself. Y'all can laugh, y'all can joke, y'all can clown around. But then you also need those people that's going to be like, all right, but let's get the work done too.
That's true. People that hold you accountable.
Yeah, like people that's going to be like, yo, you slacking on the brand. Let's get this brand back together. Let's get this done right and make sure that we got everything that we need to have done. All right, so your question.
So how do you, like, what are some survival mode habits that you have from childhood for relationships or trauma?
Survival mode tactics that I've learned?
Habits, yep. Like for me, my mom used to be sick. You know, she had her good days and her bad days. And so she would buy us like 2 to 3 weeks of clothes. And she would like cook a lot of food at a time. So if she had a bad day, we could still eat. And I have that habit, like with my girls, I will literally cook up, like, I try to always have at least 1 to 2 meals, 2 options for them. So that way, if I don't feel like cooking, they do have that food available from that. And I do prefer to have like 2 to 3 weeks of clothes, because sometimes I don't want to do laundry. And I might just be so busy with everything that I'm doing that I want to be able to still function and not be stressed and be in like survival mode. Like, oh, we got to wash, y'all. I'm not going to have anything to wear. Like, I don't want to be in that type of situation.
What is one survival mode tactic that I have? My survival mode tactic is I will, I don't know. Like for me, I think my survival mode tactic is I will find a way to make it happen. Like, I'm only going to ask you one time for something. If I feel like it's a problem when I ask you, don't worry about it. I'll do it myself. And sometimes that can be to my own detriment. Hannah, you have gotten on me about this a million times, where it's like, I will try to put the whole weight of the world on my shoulders. I will try to put the whole world weight of the world on my shoulders and try to handle everything like I'm Superman. And forgetting that I got a team around me that's willing to lessen some of that load off of me. Mm-hmm. But I feel like I got to handle everything on my own. Like, I can't do that anymore. It's like, at this big age of 35, I can't do that no more.
Really?
So look, 36. Lord, I ain't even 35 no more. This big age of 36, I can't do that no more.
You play too much. My screen had went away for a second. I was freaking out.
No.
36 is not a big age. I just want to put that out there. But, you know, I know you're on your pettiness today, so I'm not even surprised or amazed, because my birthday is coming up, and it's going to be very nice. I'm super excited.
Yeah, but, I mean, you're going to be 49, right?
No, I'm going to be 38.
Oh, my bad.
So, James, how do you release perfectionism, comparison, and emotional clutter?
How do I handle what?
How do you release perfectionism, comparison, and emotional clutter?
How do I weigh it or define it?
Release it. Because you have to unlearn the noise. So how would you release these things to unlearn it?
How would I release those things? Number one, I'm a big component of Jesus and therapy. So it's like I would have to get into therapy, get into my prayer closet, spend more time with God to take out the things that I don't need and fill me up with more of what I do need. So I guess that's how I would release it, is by prayer, fasting, since I'm dealing with the queen of fasting now. She has taught me about fasting, and it really works, y'all. It works.
It does. Works. I love fasting. I come off on Thanksgiving.
It works. It works, y'all. It does. Like, people think that it don't, but man, there's been times where I prayed to God for things. And the scripture even says, these things are only done by fasting and praying. So a lot of us got the praying part down, but we ain't got the fasting part. And fasting is simply sacrificing what you want so that God can give you what you need.
So, like, for me, I'm big on God as well, but, you know, I'm real big on the working out, because I've been on my weight loss journey for my health. And taking time to rest, I feel like it's something that I'm big on. One of my sisters called me out. I was pushing this weekend. I had a real busy schedule, and then, like, I had a migraine yesterday. But I'm coming off of it. I'm almost back to 100%. But she was just like, you know, you go to sleep at a certain time. And I do, like, I really do like to go to sleep, like, by 10 o'clock. That's just my thing. She be
going to sleep, and don't call up home because it's getting ignored.
I'm not going to answer it. I'm not. No, but it's just my body shuts down like that. But I do rise at 5 o'clock in the morning or 4.
But thank God I'm in her favorites. So when when I call, glory be to God.
So I would say releasing the perfectionism. We have so much pressure on us, and we compare ourselves so much to people. A lot of that comes from the pressure of social media. The pressure that we are in an era where people like to show off, and then we compare and we get in a low space instead of kind of like isolating and elevating. It's good to see those things, but if that's all you have on your algorithm, it can be very depressing because you're seeing someone's image, but you don't see what they went through to get there. So you can't understand it. And a lot of people are not that genuine on there as well. So that causes the conflict of the perfectionism and comparison, which can be very disheartening and depressing to a person. You have to like release emotional clutter. Your space cannot be cluttered. You need to like spend 5 minutes writing everything on your mind and making your to-do list so that your day can flow more smoothly. It needs to be structured. I believe in structure. Like I get up and write my to-do list for my job, or my to-do list for my business, or my to-do list for my kids, and now my to-do list for Hannah. And I go through and roll it over and scratch off and work off of that, and it makes the day so much better and easier. I also believe that what you put in your body pays a key factor, because I'm constantly on James, so I'm gonna throw that out there too. I like my smoothies, I like my protein shakes, and I love my water. So put good things in your body, good food, good liquids, all that's going to help you as well.
Facts. Mm-hmm. Like, it helps. And people don't realize it. Like, when I went in the gym, like, it helped. It was like, once I went in that gym, it was like, man, I've missed this because, like I said, I've been so busy showing up for others that I forgot to show up for me. And it's like, I needed that moment, those few hours where it's like just me and God. Let me get in here. Let me put some gospel music on, which I'm not going to lie to y'all and say that everything that I'm listening to while I'm in the gym is gospel. Because my playlist is very well versed. 1 minute, it might be gospel. Next minute, it might be some Fatty Wap or some Kendrick Lamar. Y'all pray for my playlist. Y'all pray for my playlist.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You have a workout playlist?
I do.
How, okay.
But that playlist is very well diverse. It might have some choir music in there 1 minute. It might have some gospel. It's definitely got a lot of quartet. But then it's got that old school rap, like some Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre. If you don't know, now you know. Definitely got some Tupac up in there. Definitely got some NWA up in there. Definitely got some Ice Cube.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And definitely got some Wabba Kelly up in my playlist.
Who?
Wabba Kelly, R. Kelly.
Oh, okay. Because I was like...
Yeah, I put his whole government. Definitely got him in my workout playlist.
That seems to be a very interesting playlist. That's what I'm going to say.
I'm going to send you my playlist. I'm definitely going to do it.
Oh, okay. I mean, you don't really have to, because that seems like it's a little too much for me. So many different genres. It would be very confusing for me to work out. I can't work out or nothing like that. I'm just going to be honest. There's a lot going on.
I'm trying to get better with it. I'm trying to get it better.
It goes from praising God to cussing out. I don't know how that would work in the gym.
See, I make sure that it's the clean version of the songs.
Okay. And
Y'all pray for me. Pray for me.
That's a little, I'm speechless. That's deep. So how do you relearn who you actually are? Like, how do you do the identity work? Who am I when I stop performing? Mm.
For me, I'll let you go first and then I'll go.
No, I asked you first. You go, please.
So for me, the way that I relearn who I am, mm-hmm. is by finding out what it is that I love doing. Getting back into loving the stuff that I did before, like, I started thinking about family, before I started doing the podcasting. Like, I'll give you case in point. Sunday, I went back to my old home church. When I went there, before I walked into the office, I walked into the back, and there was an old piano back there that I used to play on all the time when I was growing up. So I went over there and started playing on it. And it, like, just took me back to, like, my childhood. And then as I look behind me, like, I see a photo, an old photo that had a bunch of us in the choir stand at a youth choir practice. And I'm like, man, like, it's like little moments like that, that, like, remind you of who you used to be before, like, you grew up and you started having responsibilities. So it's like finding the joy in the little things again for me.
Okay.
What about you?
I find the joy in the little things, and it'll be like the smallest things. Going grocery shopping by myself without the kids is very a highlight of my day. It's just more peaceful and it's more productive.
Now you said by yourself. So you living by niecey poos?
I like to use my lunch break to go grocery shopping. It gives me peace of mind. Because both of them like to put stuff in the buggy, and then I don't get the stuff I need, then I gotta go back. And it's just like, it's just peaceful by yourself. And you never know who you might meet in the grocery store. So, you know, sometimes just not being a mother, not being in career, not being in entrepreneurship, just taking time for me, burning a candle, relaxing, just enjoying and diving into a good book, journaling. Those are important things that I like to do for me. Because I'm always mommy, but I also have to be Hannah.
I like that. So how do you find that balance of being Hannah, but being mama, but being boss lady, but also being over, being a worker with the Girl Scouts of America, being a major boss, running a major brand?
I pray a lot. I have a strong village of women that, you know, I talk to daily, and we support and inspire each other in comfort and thrive together. I made a vow to myself that I was going to thrive and no longer be in survivor mode. So I'm giving 110% right now in everything that I do. I know that I'm worthy even when I'm not productive. My feelings matter, not just my performance. So I have to be in touch with my feelings, and I make sure I get the rest I need. But just praying a lot helps me a lot. Pray and organization and structure.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. I love that comment that you said, where you said praying a lot. Because a lot of people think that. A lot of people don't pray.
You know, that prayer closet is key. I got my prayer board. I got my prayer closet. And it, yeah, we go in there.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So let's go through a quick faith and wellness moment. So how do you find the time to work out? Like, do you like to do it like during the day, or do you like to do it late at night, or like early in the morning?
So So working out is something for me, and I don't want to spend any more time away from my kids than I have to. So I try to do it like early in the morning, you know, 4 or 5. If I can't do that, then I do it in the evening before I go to sleep. Or I get it in the lunch break. See, that's the thing. We have in our mind that we have to do something at the same time every day, but that doesn't work. Like, we have real life, real things going on, so that's not going to happen. The only thing that's going to happen at the same time is a job or a podcast commitment, but not your self-care thing you're doing for yourself or your therapy or an appointment. So you have to make it get in where it fits in wherever you can, because it's a priority for you. And that's the way I have conquered that. And that's how I've lost 70 pounds.
Say that again for the people in the back. Say it again.
And that's how I've lost 70 pounds in the past year.
I hope y'all clock that. Clock that. Like, because he needs to be given classes on how to show up for yourself. Because my sister is the queen of showing up for yourself. And I appreciate, and I love her for that. Like, she's making me realize how I need to show up for myself more. Like, even though, because she is the oldest, like, I look up to her in so many ways, in so many aspects of life, like, because it makes me like want to be better, because it makes me see like, okay, bet if Hannah can do it with 2 kids and raising them by herself, why can't I do it? So I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Just know I'm watching you and I'm proud of you.
So amazing.
I tell you right all the time behind the scenes. Trust me, there's been times where she wanted to. Look, I'm giving her a compliment tonight.
Right. Those are very rare.
Wow. See, I bet. Now, see, when I'm being mean, y'all got a problem. Uh-huh. When I'm being petty, y'all got a problem. When I'm giving a compliment, y'all talking about that's very rare.
Okay.
Wow. Really? Just... Let's go on to the next question. Go on ahead.
So, for faith and wellness, do you do like affirmations, or do you do some type of hydrate, stretch, or reconnect with your body, or do you do some type of breathing technique, or what do you do like to calm yourself down? What's the faith and wellness thing you do?
Number one, I definitely read my word. Definitely mm-hmm. get into my word. I definitely pray. Spend that quality time with God. And I do the affirmations. Like, I have a prayer group that I am in pretty much every morning, for the most part, at 6 a.m. Central Standard Time, 7 a.m. Eastern. And literally, like, we pray, we cover each other, we give a word, and we give affirmations. So, like, shout out, like, I appreciate that, because it's like, it helps. Now, am I consistent in that prayer group? No, because there's days where, like, I might miss because some other stuff is going on. But even when I'm not there, like, I still am reading my word. I am still allowing God to pour into me. So okay. Yeah, like, reading my word is one thing that I definitely do. What about you?
Well, you know, me being the I do the deep breath, do a deep breathing. I teach my kids, I even my toddler, when I teach my kids at church, I tell them like, deep breaths, calm down. And I think that's a good thing to do. That's a personal thing I do for myself too. Instead of yelling, fussing, and cussing, I do deep breaths, calm down. I've even gotten to the point now when I get really upset with my oldest, because she's like a preteen. Instead of like screaming and cussing and fussing, I start telling her like Bible verses. So my parenting technique is changing, and even I'll tell her, you're not in alignment, you know. Do you know how the Ten Commandments are her wall? And I'm like, this is what you're supposed to be doing. Like, what's going on? And then I feel like when I get overwhelmed or I need, you know, clarity, of course, I'll go into fasting, because it's just a way for me, it's just my routine for the sake of my spiritual growth. It's not only about food, but it also involves me from refraining from activities as well. So that's something I do. It's just something I depend on to grow my relationship with God. And as I grow my relationship with God, things get better and better.
I like that. I like that. Mm-hmm. I love that. I love that. So, all right, let's go into this next one.
And I do affirmations because I have them on my Instagram page.
Come on.
Yes, I do love affirmations. And I'm real heavy on the affirmations.
So, Hannah, I got a question for you. When are you starting your next fast?
My next bash?
Your next fast.
Well, I'm coming off Thursday, and then I'm going to take a break for a little while. Right. I know you up to something petty. I already know, but
do your next one. Mm-hmm. Let me know, because your little brother is going to do it with you.
Okay.
And I'm going to challenge everybody on here to do it as well.
Let's do that. That sounds great.
Because if we're trusting God for certain things, we need to show God that we're willing to give up things in order to get what he wants us to get.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I'm with it. Let's do it.
Okay.
All right. So, let's go to these next few questions. So we are inviting y'all to do three things, y'all. Believe in yourself. Believe in yourself. Like, stop procrastinating. Believe in yourself. Start journaling. Start trusting God. Start getting in your word. Start studying. Start doing that more. Hannah, what else are we inviting them to do, challenging them to do?
I like all of that. And I think that's plenty. And follow our Instagram pages.
Yes.
For daily content. Yep.
Follow both of our Instagram pages and follow both of our Instagram pages. Follow the James H. Glover Studios on everywhere. We are on TikTok, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, everywhere. Follow Hannah on, what is your Instagram? Because I'm putting it in the comments.
Instagram, what is it? Healed and High Valued.
Healed. And if y'all pay attention, she is talking about this all the time, about being healed and high value.
Yes.
Like, this ain't just a Instagram thing. This is a lifestyle for her. So we want y'all to follow along with us on our journey, because y'all, this is a journey that we are going on, and we are inviting you all to take this journey with us. We are inviting you all to join this journey with us. Like, and trust me, she already got it on the t-shirt. She got it on everything. I'm about to drop her line of merchandise in the comment. I'm about to drop her store in the comments because, trust and believe me, she's got everything that y'all want. Y'all want it, this girl got it. Trust and believe me. Like, I'm trying to get on her level that she's on. Because literally, if you name it, this girl is doing it. So, as I always say before we close out, sometimes our disappointments are nothing more than God's appointments, meaning sometimes if we look at it as bad, God is only turning it around for our good. Stay blessed, and be a blessing to someone else. And Hannah, I'm going to let you give them your closing remarks as well.
Don't let your procrastination be the assassination of your success. Love yourself every day more and more. Have a wonderful week. And thank you for tuning in.
Amen. So we will see y'all next week. Thank y'all for watching the YouTube channel as well. Go on over there on Sunday. We will be dropping this same video over there on YouTube at 9 a.m. on Sunday. And go on over there to the podcast at 12 o'clock midnight tomorrow. Listen to this on audio. Share it with a friend. Share it with somebody. And let them know that We'll Talk Monday has started a brand new series. And we are excited about what God is doing for us. And this is only the beginning. I mean, I've told Hannah, we've came back together and started working together again. And literally, God has been blowing our minds since we came back together. This is what God wanted. And we appreciate God for what he's doing. And we're ready for what he's about to take us to next. So y'all stay tuned because there's a lot of great things that's going to be coming y'all's way. Peace. Hello, we pray that you enjoyed this episode coming from James H. Glover Studios. And if you want to see more like it, follow us, like, and subscribe to all of our social media stations so that you can never miss another episode like this. See y'all soon.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.